On February 21st, reports emerged that American soldiers had burned copies of the Quran, the Muslim holy book, at an airbase in Afghanistan. The riots and violence that followed in that country resulted in several deaths, including U.S. military personnel. This incident and its repercussions highlight the lack of understanding on both sides and the necessity of promoting that understanding. The same day the Quran burning story broke, Dr. Osama Bahlul was at Murray State to address that very issue. Dr. Bahlul is Imam of the Murfreesboro Islamic Center in Tennessee, and thanks to controversy over the center's new facility, he's gained experience promoting greater understanding between American Muslims and the wider community. Dr. Bahlul conducts Islam 101 presentations at colleges and churches. Before his Murray lecture, Dr. Bahlul and I sat down to talk about spirituality, tolerance, and his work bridging the two. When you give these presentations about Islam 101, what do you talk about?
I talk about Islam as a religion, as well as the Muslim people's culture, trying to emphasize the importance of looking to the Muslim as a people and looking to Islam as a religion. Helping my friends, my brothers and sisters within the community at large to get rid of any kind of stereotype they might have about the religion.
Do you find any question or misconception coming up more consistently than any other?
I do. We have, it seems like a large number of people feel like Islam as a religion mistreat ladies. Some people, because of September the 11th, can claim that Muslims want to kill everyone, and it is not the case. And some people, it seems like they become a little bit confused, not being able to differentiate between the culture of some countries and the rule of the religion. But we receive wonderful questions, and we usually welcome any questions. And I personally believe that it's really necessity for us all to express any concern and open a dialogue. And we cannot be picky choosing specific questions and giving a specific answer. I think we as a human being can be mature enough to sit around any table and to ask any question we want, realizing that we are all came from Adam and Eve. So in a way, we are related.
Well, I'd like to turn the conversation a little bit toward the root of some of the misconceptions that you come across. When we hear from people who, say, oppose the building of the mosque in Murfreesboro or oppose the building of a community center in New York, they tend to fall into one of two general groups. One dismisses Islam as a religion out of hand. The other is a bit more complicated. They say, I know Muslims, I have Muslim friends, but in no way, shape, or form do I want a mosque in my neighborhood. And that to me appears to be a very conflicted point of view. How do you address those people?
Well, we talk to so many people, large number among them, really welcome the practice of any minority. And it's something I personally want to emphasize, because you can find in any community a small group of people with a very vocal voice. And they might mislead you, giving you a wrong impression about America or a community at large. With some people saying Islam is not a religion, I find it really disturbing, to be honest, because Islam is one of the largest religions, and Muslims today are 1.6 billion. This is a massive number for anyone to ignore hundreds of years of practice and to say Islam is not a religion. I find this nonsense, if I want to be talking openly a little bit. And it's against our constitution, and our government in America recognizes Islam as a religion. And this is what the Secretary of the State said, and this is what the Department of Justice said the year before last year as a result of what happened in Murfreesboro. With some people saying, you know, I like Muslims, but, you know, I don't want them to be around. Why? I think we must look to Muslims as a people. If you find them good, support them. If you find any one of them crazy or doing anything wrong, be against him or her. And I said, let us all as a community be united against any radical of any kind. If we find a radical Muslim, we must be willing to stop him or her or them. And if we find any radical Christians, we must stop him or her or them. Jewish, atheist, anyone. But it seems to me like so many people recognize some radical view coming from Islam, from some Muslims practice, and yet they cannot recognize that there is radical existing within any religions.
Do you get the sense people have difficulty with what they perceive as an otherness about Islam?
Some of them do, because some of so many people are really nice, but they don't have time to read. So many people work hard from 9 till 5, and they will go home to watch TV. If they watch nice media, they might have a good idea. If it's a bad media, or they will have a wrong idea. It seems like Muslim community must do their job as well. I feel like we, as a Muslim community, did not yet do a fantastic job reaching out to others, even though we've been working so hard, really, to reach out to others, but there is room for improvement. And if you are worried about anyone in the neighborhood, why don't you go and talk to him? Why don't you go and ask him any question you want? And if you find him or them really doing something not acceptable, well, we have a department, we call it the FBI department, the Homeland Security Department. Right. If there is a valid concern, contact them and we'll support you in this.
Do you think that when people voice a religious concern, say, for example, that the U.S. is a Christian nation, do you think that they might be speaking from a place of spiritual insecurity? Or could it be something closer to, we're fine with you practicing your religion, just don't do it where we can see it?
But I find also this position not right in my opinion, because America is so special as a country. America been so special not because of its religious practice, but America has been so special because of its constitution and its stand of liberty and freedom. We've been, as a country, been so special worldwide. Everyone is looking up to us here simply because in America you can do anything you want. So I respect you being Christian, and I believe that you are praying to God. And I can claim that we are in a way worshiping the same God. Mm-hmm. And God wants us to love each other and having a variety of people with variety of practice, different culture and different background, different even way of speaking. This is what makes America so great. This is what makes America so special. America is so special because you can be born in the Middle East or in the Far East or in Africa and they come to America and they start feeling that you are American and they start contributing to the society. So America is so special because of its stand. This is why I feel like when we emphasize so much that, you know, America is a Christian nation, even though I respect Christianity and I believe in Jesus, peace be upon him. And I believe it's Muslims, Christians, Jewish, as well as Jewish, they share the Ten Commandments. And we worship the God of Abraham. With all of this being said, but I feel it's really important for us to recognize why America is so special. It is so special because of its freedom of religion, because of its stand of liberty. So don't take this issue away from America, please.
We're speaking with Dr. Osama Bahlul, who is the Imam of the Murfreesboro Islamic Center in Tennessee. It has taken a long time for, say, Catholics and Jews, there is something very different from the larger picture, and that's made it difficult for them to get past the preconceptions and prejudices, and it's taken so long. I mean, even now, you still run into the occasional anti-Catholic statement, the anti-Semitic statement. Are you optimistic that this...
I am very optimistic, and I'm being realistic in the same time. American went through the issue of anti-African-American and the anti-Semitic and the anti-Catholic and the today anti-Islam. And I am sure anti-Islam, it will go in the same place in the history. With the anti-Semitic movement, with the anti-Catholic movement, with the anti-African-American movement, it will go to the garbage.
Is there a particular verse from the Quran that comes to your mind whenever you deal with someone who is a bit intractable in their viewpoint, when they're a bit argumentative?
God said in the Holy Quran, "You have your religion, and I have mine." God taught the Muslims And I can speak on behalf of the Muslim in this because it's part of the Holy Quran. You will not find any scholars having his own interpretation of this. God said, you cannot force people to change belief. And they talk highly about other people's belief if you want them to talk highly about yours. This is why when I say I respect other practice, I'm not saying this because I'm trying to be a nice man, cool guy today. But it's part of my belief. If I expect from you to respect my belief, I have to do the same for you. And if I feel that my practice is right and my belief is right, I must realize that other people have the same feeling about their practice. Otherwise, they wouldn't practice such a religion. So while Muslims are claiming that Islam is the right religion, well, Judaism is the right religion according to the Jewish. Christianity is the right religion according to the Christian. And let us be honest here saying, it's the only one can judge us is God. And try not to take the position of God. God, he is the only one who will judge the human being. And practice your religion. And if you claim that you love God, well, you cannot hate anyone. Because if any heart full of love toward God, this heart cannot be able actually to have any bad feeling toward anyone. I would say we can disagree kindly, and we can be honest talking about our issue. This is why I said Muslims are people. They are not angels. You can find some of them bad and some of them good. Fortunately, the majority are good. Jewish are people. Some of them can be bad and some of them can be good. Fortunately, the majority are good. Christian are people. Some of them bad. Some of them can be good. The majority of the human beings are good. Otherwise, we couldn't coexist until today.
I know that the Christians will take solace from a particular part of the Bible. Jews will take solace from a particular part of the Tanakh. What is it in the Quran that you take solace from as you go around and speak to people about your faith?
In the Holy Quran, God emphasizes a lot the importance of a Muslim being part of the general religion, large one. When I talk to people, if you are Jewish, I feel like I'm related to you because I believe in Abraham. And if you are Christian, I am related to you because I believe in Jesus. God said in the Holy Quran, Islam is not a new religion. It is the religion of Adam, Noah, and Abraham, Moses, Jesus, peace be upon them all, as well as Prophet Muhammad. God taught me in the Holy Quran to believe in the Old Testament and the New Testament and the Holy Quran. I believe in the Book of David, in the scholar of Abraham. I can't be Muslim without having this belief. This is what makes me so feel so good that, you know what, I am not the new guy here. I believe on what Adam, peace be upon him, believed. And when I talk to my Christian or non-Muslim friend within the people of the book, like Jewish or Christian or any others, I feel like God in the Holy Quran emphasizes a lot that I am a member of this community. This community at large, I'm not a member of the Muslims family only. I am a member of the human family. And the Islam is a religion made me in so many ways recognize the effort of the messenger and the prophets before my prophet. It's a part of my belief. I want everyone to give Muslims a chance. And I want everyone to know that Muslims are people. They have kids and they have family. And they want to have for their family what you want to have for yours. The Muslims, they have kids, they want them to go to a fine school and to have a life full of happiness. It's quite disturbing to me. When a girl came to the mosque and said to me, they are saying to me, I am a terrorist because I am wearing a scarf. It's quite disturbing because it did hurt me a lot. When a child in the mosque asked me, why do they hate us? Why do they hate us? How can you answer, especially when you have a community being there for a long time? I can try today to be a nice guy, convincing you or people listening to us that Islam is a good religion. But Islam is a religion exists for long time. And the Muslims, they were the big guys for long time. Why until today? We have one of the oldest churches worldwide existing within a Muslim country. Muslims did not destroy these churches. We have temples today existing within Muslim countries. Muslims did not destroy these temples. Muslims, by their act, prove, and it's an obvious justification, that they respect the minority and the other people's belief. And you don't have to take my word. You can travel through the Middle East and see wonderful churches. I want us to continue being welcoming nation. America is so powerful because, you know, I grew up in Egypt and I came to America to become an American citizen and to start feeling, you know, there is no difference between me and you. I might have an accent, but, you know, most likely your grandfather had an accent. And we can share this love toward this country and we can stand firm against any radical of any kind. I think this is a very reasonable stand to have. I want to say also, sometime politician, if they can't fix it, they try to get the attention away from it. If they can't fix the deficit or the economy, do you know why the Muslims are bad guys? Let us talk about them. I want them to fix the economy. I want them to balance the budget. Some politicians do their very best, but I find through my short experience here, I find sometimes they can't fix it. So they will try hard to talk about something else. I think American will continue being welcoming people, and I learn, and the others will learn the American value, and I am very proud of myself being American Muslim.
Dr. Osama Bahlul is the Imam of the Murfreesboro Islamic Center. Dr. Bahlul, thank you very much for coming up.
You are welcome.